Gresham at UBP Asset Management. Today we will discuss why consider EMIG corporate bonds, given their wider spreads and shorter duration. EMIG credit has offered one of the highest Sharpe ratios across the fixed income space over the course of the last 10 years. As we enter a period of greater interest rate volatility, we believe that the shorter duration of the asset class relative to US investment grade credit can help investors reduce duration related losses as the Federal Reserve increases interest rates. With a higher carry and potential for larger credit spread compression than other IG credit asset classes, EM corporates can also help generate higher income and returns, thereby compensating for potential duration losses in 2022. This is particularly important for euro-denominated investors as the European Central Bank starts adopting a more hawkish stance. Overall, we believe that the asset class continues to remain resilient to external shocks, and its unique construct enables it to deliver higher returns than US or Euro investment grade credit. In 2021, EMIG credit bonds posted a performance of plus 0.03% in dollars unhedged. While this may not seem much, the asset class protected investors from the impact of rising interest rates, which was not the case in other areas of the fixed income space. A shorter duration of 5.6 years reduced the negative interest rate impact in 2021, but a higher carry than the US investment grade credit allowed EMIG corporates to still deliver a positive performance last year. The duration of the JP Morgan SMB Diversified IG Index has fallen this year by 0.2 years to 5.41 years, further reducing the asset class's sensitivity to interest rates. The performance of EMIG corporate bonds was still better than Euro IG credit in 2021, in spite of similar duration levels and an additional cost of hedging for USD denominated bonds. A significantly larger carry than in Euro IG credit has helped compensate larger duration losses linked to rising US Treasury yields. As Euro yields rise in 2022, Euro-denominated asset classes are offering significantly less carry, at only 1.24% for Euro IG credit versus 3.83% for EMIG credit, thereby offering less cushion to protect against duration-led losses. With rising inflation and yields across the developed world, a number of investors are currently on the lookout for alternatives to their traditional fixed income exposures. While bonds usually play an important role in asset allocation frameworks, contributing to both income and protection, the duration component significantly detracted from returns over the last few weeks. Since August 2021, the yield on the 5-year German sovereign bond has gone up from minus 0.77% to minus 0.06% as at mid-February 2022, leading to the 3% of negative performance in a relatively short period. We believe that the risk is now asymmetric for European bonds with low or negative yields. At the time interest rates are predicted to rise in the Eurozone, a low carry offers limited insulations against the impact of increasing yields. Asset classes with wider spreads and lower durations have tended to perform better in periods when US Treasury yields rise. Improving economic backdrops have tended to justify narrowing spreads over US Treasuries for corporate issues. Some market events, such as the taper tantrum in 2013, however, saw spreads and US Treasury yields rise at the same time. But historically, this was more of an exception than the rule. EM corporates' fundamentals have strengthened over the course of 2021 and are expected to remain strong as the economic backdrop is generally favorable for emerging markets. Default rates are expected to remain low, and forecasts suggest less than 2% of default in EM corporate high-yield bonds over the course of 2022, if we exclude China. While EM corporates suffered as of asset classes from a deterioration in metrics in 2020, the asset class has experienced a robust recovery in 2021, with leverage and interest coverage ratios at some of the best levels seen in the last 10 years. EM corporate issuers continue to manage their balance sheets conservatively, and companies have been more prudent in managing their FX exposures than in previous years. One of the features of EM corporates have been that idiosyncratic risks do not typically lead to contagion across the broad space. Rising military tensions between Russia and Ukraine have had some impact on those issues, with Ukrainian corporate bonds suffering more, down on average by 20% since mid-September 2021. While we remain cautious about both our exposure to Russian and Ukrainian corporate issues, the asset class offers enough diversity for security selection and diversification. With 46 countries and over 500 issues in the JP Morgan S&P Diversified Index to choose from. Historically, country-specific issues had limited contagion effects across EM corporates. While we can draw parallels to Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the resilience of EM corporate bonds in its instance, a more recent example could be the impact of the Chinese property crisis on the rest of EM corporates in 2021. While there was significant downside in Chinese dollar-denominated corporate bonds, and even more so in the real estate sector, EM corporate indices on average still delivered a positive performance in what was a rising rate environment. The broad EM corporate index returned plus 0.49%, while the investment-grade segment underperformed slightly at plus 0.03%.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions, or visit our website, ubp.com.